On the front of this chair is a portrait of Lillian Lenton. You can see she's wearing medals symbolising the imprisonment and activism of suffragettes.
Lily Lenton was a suffragette, and this image is taken from a secret police photo taken for ID purposes. Obviously, her cause was just, but by today's standards, she would be considered a terrorist.
I came along later in the militant campaign. In fact, I was one of the first people to start burning buildings, and I burnt them at the rate of about 2 a week when not in prison.
She was arrested for burning down the tea rooms in Kew Gardens and leaving cards bearing the words, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men, when women get the vote," signed two voteless women.
Lillian Lenton and other suffragettes found themselves in and out of prison constantly under what became known as the Cat and Mouse Act. Here, in a BBC interview from 1960, Lillian describes the unconventional police tactic and how she resisted it.
When suffragettes first went on hunger strike and were released, because otherwise they might die, they were free. But that obviously was silly when the offences became serious and attracted sentences of several years. So the government passed the Cat and Mouse Act. This meant that when a woman was released because she was ill, she wasn't free, but could be rearrested in about a week's time when she was supposed to be sufficiently recovered. My speciality was escapes. That is, escapes from the houses to which I had been taken when released under this Cat and Mouse Act. These houses were surrounded by detectives to prevent my getting out before the day on which the police would have the right to come and take me back to prison. First one of any importance was, I think, when I was released from Armley Jail in 1913. I was taken to the house of a local suffragette. When I arrived, I found large numbers of detectives whose job was not to let me get away. Nevertheless, within a few hours, I was out. Another girl came in the back door dressed as an errand boy, carrying a heavy hamper and chewing an apple. I went out carrying that same hamper and chewing the same apple. I jumped into a cart and went off, and the detectives who were watching never suspected anything. The police were soon on my track. I was able to shake them off and finally reach safety in the house of some suffragettes near Edinburgh.